And now we're going to swing over to Ontario, Canada. Where we're joined by Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator. Hello, sir. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Your thoughts on what Washington take? There's a fork in the road here. Washington could try to scale down these maneuvers and try to show some diplomacy and try to, you know, diffuse tensions, but it's doing exactly the opposite. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that the United States thinks it can bully the DPRK into submission. This tremendous show of force is to show that the U.S. is not going to back down against the demands of the DPRK to be left alone, to not be assaulted by the primary imperialist power within the world. It's a calculated move. They're going to continue to have a show of force to see what the DPRK will do back. Everybody knows where the red line is. The red line is the invasion of the DPRK or some kind of surgical strike against the leadership. What we're seeing here is sort of a game where the U.S. is trying to get as close to the red line as possible without actually crossing it, perhaps trying to get the DPRK to respond in some manner and then turn around and go to the media, to the international community, and then call the DPRK an aggressive rogue state for having responded to U.S. acts of aggression.
Well, that's the thing. Russia just said yesterday, well, look, they haven't had a nuclear test or a missile test in a couple of months, but yet throughout these last 60, 70 days, the U.S. has done nothing but bumped up its all of its maneuvers and, you know, imported more ships into the territory and had more flyovers on the over the Korean Peninsula. So why? Why are you, Washington, trying to, you know, boost up tensions when we're seeing nothing out of Pyongyang?
I think the reason that they're trying to do it is because they know that the DPRK could resume those tests at any time. They could choose to act in a more provocative manner. I think the U.S. Thinks that they have an advantage at the moment. And with that advantage, they're trying to press ahead and perhaps get even more. Perhaps they think that they have bullied the DPRK into some kind of silence over its nuclear and missile program. And now is the time to apply even more pressure. Maybe they see some kind of opening to take things even farther. Really, it's tremendously hypocritical when they say they just want peace and then they continually ramp up more and more military technology and, you know, send more forces to the region, which would only cause that kind of stability.
Thanks for joining us again, Jason, on the program. It's Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator, joining us out of Ontario, Canada.